And we're live, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. This is Real Talk Radio. You already know who it is, Matthew.
Ow!
B, babe, you already know. In the studio tonight. We have with us the Indigos. We have musical talents with us right now. And great human beings. We have our own crazy sound effects in the background right now. Human made.
Courtesy of Macy.
So,
oh, you're welcome.
We have Macy going around the table, right?
Yeah.
Macy. We have Brett, Mr. Matt Mellon, Alex, and it was
Clark,
and Kate,
which one you Foxy lady.
And we were going to talk about, of course, this is Real Talk, Deep Talk Conversations, and let's start it off with Mr. Mellon's great topic tonight.
Crazy. Well, the one I came up with, Crazy Gallup Stories.
And Real Talk, this is 6.9.
Oh,
Take it away, Mr. Matthew Mellon.
Well, you gotta give me a subcategory.
So, tell me the first crazy. I'm talking things you didn't even know existed happened when your first crazy party at college.
My first crazy party.
That. Yeah,
I gotta tell you, man, I don't remember it. It was that crazy.
Oh,
cop out.
Well, what do you want? Do you want, like, the crazy drinking story? Do you want the crazy, like, sex story? Do you want, like, the crazy,
all right,
like,
party where
didn't
you were...
expect this to happen story?
Didn't like, expect
did.
It to happen.
I did.
Didn't expect it to happen.
Let or where you were, like, scared the most. Like, you know, like, just like, oh, shit.
Where I was scared the most?
Yeah, whatever. You know, just like, oh, my God.
The cops? What about
all right, something crazy. Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Like,
oh, fuck, I'm in deep shit. Like, oh, man. Take it how you will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Ooh.
So I was at a college party, right? And wall to wall, we found out that later the next week that this party, the floor had actually caved in because there were so many people like at this party, like literally, like nobody died.
And it was a house party, right?
It was a house party.
We are all
hundreds of kids, it's like 20 by 13 like room.
Yeah.
Jumping up and down the whole time. But the weekend before...
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the weekend before, we were partying there, and, like, we were all getting really safe, you know.
Uh-huh.
Having
safety
a good time.
Meetings.
Having a good safety meeting. And the cops show up, and they're just like... Everyone out of the house, like, file out of the house. And I was like, I had something in my pocket, and I, like, threw it in the trash thinking they would search me. Walked out, didn't do anything, just, like, go home. I was like, oh, my God.
Crazy, scary.
Sir, I left my wallet in the...
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Let me go fetch that real quick, sir.
That's a close one. Yeah. All right, Alex.
Oh, are we going around the T-ring? Are we ringing around the
rosies? We're ringing around the rosies.
We are at the Knights of the Round Table. To preface it this for all the listeners right now, you got to remember we're on audio, so you have to paint a picture. You have to paint a picture.
I don't have any. I don't have a crazy college story, but I do have a crazy story.
Okay.
So I was in Philadelphia, working a job in Philadelphia, and we get back.
I love Philadelphia.
We get back to the hotel.
I don't.
This is why. So we get back to the hotel, and there's a bunch of really loud, obnoxious, drunk people. And we were like, oh, my God, we have to work in the morning. This is so annoying. I'm like, whatever. It's a wedding. It was a wedding, clearly. Like, it was a wedding party.
Oh, yeah.
So we're like, okay, whatever. So we go up to our room, whatever, sleep next day. Everything's fine. We get back the second day, same thing. Loud, crazy, obnoxious, and we're like, a 2-day wedding? Don't know about that. And it was definitely not a wedding. It was just crazy, rowdy people. That night at like 3 a.m., we were like, oh, okay, we finally have to do something about this. And so we walk over. My buddy looks at me and he goes, oh, will you come complain with me? Because they're really loud and obnoxious. We're kind of afraid to leave the room alone. So we go out and he's like, all right, let's just go together. So then we can go together and it'll be fine and we'll go complain. So we go and we slowly open the door and I glance down the hallway really quick. And there are men lining the walls, and in the middle of the room are women wearing what can only be described as nets.
What?
In the hallway.
So, in the hallway. So, so, So we turned the corner and booked it out of there, and we went down to the
You guys didn't join
the table.
I'd like to be caught like a fish, please.
How do I put this politely? They should not have been wearing nets.
Okay, alright.
At all. So we get down.
I'm talking like here or like.
Let's paint a picture for the audience.
Total nets. It was just a net. It was all over. It was a garment that had a bunch
not
of.
Not good looking girls that could rock net. Some nets, probably.
They were not. Okay, not there very we go. Good looking. There they you were. Go. So we get down and we're like, hey, they're really loud. They're making a whole bunch of noise. They're definitely drinking and everything. And they're like, we're so sorry. We're so sorry. And a security guard walks over. And we're like, why is there a security guard here? And he walks over and he's like, where were they? The fifth floor. Why were they up on the fifth floor? They never should have been up there. And we're like,
what?
Okay, can we just have our room and go to sleep without obnoxious loud people? So the next morning, we're driving into the city for work. And we're like, what the heck is going on the fifth floor of that hotel? So I don't know what that was, what we ran into, but
that's hilarious.
That's the story.
Philadelphia Nets. Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia Nets. That's so funny.
All right, what you got, Clark?
Oh, man. Okay, this is the craziest story that I can think about for me. It technically happened while I was at Ivy Tech, so you could call it a crazy story. But this is the time where I almost got arrested.
Those are fun.
Essentially what happened was, well, this is when my girlfriend was taking massage classes nothing like that. In fact, quite the opposite.
Happy ending massage.
Gorcha looks at your masseuse not in a sexual way whatsoever.
You don't look at them in the eyes, ever. Never.
You look at them in the eyes. Just kidding. And just like, I mean, and every now and then the occasional boner will come out, but they're always professional about it. I'm not going to, like, pay attention to it. If it happens, it's a natural human reaction.
Real talk.
But regardless, this is when she was... she was just learning that, and it was actually very close to my house where her school was. So, like, she always had an hour for a break, and I would always come pick her up, and then I'd take her back to my place, and we would fool around.
You'd come where?
Hey.
Everywhere. There's no place I would not. But regardless, this time we only had a half hour. So, like, going back to my place, and we would have had, like, maybe 5 minutes to sit down before we had to drive back to her school, because it was, like, a good 15-minute drive away. And so we were like, all right, so we got to find a place to pull over. That's already red flag number one where we should have just stopped. But no, we kept trying to find some place. And so what we ended up coming across was just some electric thing, you know, like you see like electric grids and all that crap. And it just like says no trespassing. We just,
like a power plant?
Yeah, no, like not like a power plant, but just like
all the solar panels? Or
No. Just like there's a spot that's just like offside and it's just like an electrical like place.
And it's got like fences?
Yeah. Okay. So like high voltage, all that right, kind of stuff. Right. It's just like a power unit almost.
It's like the best don't way touch that crap, you'll get shot.
Yeah. But we just pulled over to the side of the trees and then we were fooling around for what, probably like, I don't even know how long it was. But regardless, there was a cop that pulls in after like we had just finished and stuff like that. And so that was where things started to really go down. It was only one cop. It was a female too. It was just by herself.
Was this girl cop?
Yep. And that's going to become important at the end of the story. She was also white, and I have to throw that out there because there was definitely some race thing going on.
What?
But I'll explain.
Is your girlfriend black?
No.
No, she's definitely white. Go on.
Spoiler, white privilege saved us. But what ended up happening was I tried to start my car, and as it turns out, the ground was a bit wet, so my car was stuck. So here I am. Technically breaking the law, there's an officer right over there, and I literally cannot move my car. So I'm like, shit, I have to talk to the officer because I can't get out of this predicament.
You just play it cool, like, oh, and man, so, I pulled off over here and can't get out.
She knew exactly, what we were doing, because, like, I told her, yeah, my girlfriend and I came over here, and we were just hanging out. And she's like, hanging out, huh? And I'm like, yeah.
So
hanging out very hard.
So what she told me was you just need to get out of here. And I'm like, ma'am, I can't pull my car out. It's stuck in the mud. I have AAA. And so we literally wait what seems to be a fucking eternity. I'm here shaking because I don't know if I'm going to get arrested after my car gets out of this thing or not.
No, you wouldn't. You are being honest.
But I'm fucking on... not only am I trespassing, but I'm also doing indecent things on public property. That's a lot all at once. Especially for a first-time offender. But regardless of that happened.
We all gotta come up with some better stories around this.
I know, right?
Not even done yet.
This was a 2-hour ordeal, and we're only through hour number one. So then the AAA card comes out, and it turns out I am in the weirdest fucking position ever because my car is right like in this corner, and there's a bunch of trees off to the side. Like right to the left of my car is like one of those power lines, you know, with the yellow thing to where you don't knock into it. You know, you see that on the street all the time.
Making money.
And so like. The AAA guy had to get me from a very specific route. He had to move his car onto the fucking wet terrain and like not get himself caught. And he had to slowly inch my car, like just pulling it slightly, moving his car. Took 45 minutes to get this shit done. And like again, I don't even know if I'm gonna get arrested. And Lizzie's freaking out with me too. And I'm like, babe, if all
things. How old are you?
I was 19 at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun time.
And I was like, oh, worry, I will take all the blame because this is my fucking fault. And then after my car ends up being able to be moved and I can drive it out, the woman just looks at me and is like, I don't want to look at you. You better get the fuck out before I change my mind. If you get arrested on this side of town again, I will personally make sure that you go in.
She said the F word?
I don't recall, but she may have because she was very, very mad at me. Because she knew exactly what we were doing.
She had nothing better to do? Really? She had nothing better to do?
Probably, but like, when you catch teenagers fucking on public property.
That's no big deal.
Like, I mean, I know it's not a big deal, but
it ain't nothing!
You're just like, God, get the fuck out of here, kids, and that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
That's my crazy story.
My crazy story happened right after Macy and I met, actually.
The first time?
Yeah. ITS. What?
We both went to the same town scout, we did a talent anyways, so it's not a college story
because I was only in college for a couple months, so I don't really have one of those. But we were doing this party in the mansion house, and it was like packed.
Where's this at? This is near
like rural and Keystone and Broad Ripple type area.
Ooh, that area.
Yeah, it was like in the super ghetto part of that area. Like we were the only white people.
For context, 10th and Rural is literally the most dangerous area in India.
Yeah, you don't leave that place.
More dangerous than Gary.
You don't go there without something. So anyways, they had this like giant party because we got this like really big gig for all of us in the recording studio, yada, yada, yada. And there was this guy there, and he was like, I don't think he realized I was only like 11. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Ooh,
and
you were 11?
I was 11.
Wait, what do you mean 11?
I was 11.
Well, that is a rookie mistake. You ready to turn your phone off? Rookie mistake on the podcast.
I was definitely 11, and it was like a cookout and everything. But anyways, this guy kept following me around, and my mom hadn't noticed. And I don't know, I was pretty, like, not about it. So he, like, came up behind me, and he was, like, trying to sweet-talk to me. And I turned around, and I kicked him straight in the balls. And I ran underneath him and ran up the stairs. And he tried to follow me, and I kicked him again. And he went, I felt so bad, but at the same time, I was like, yeah, get out of my face. He went downstairs and tried to tell my mom that I just kicked him for no reason. And she goes, my daughter doesn't kick anybody for no reason. Like, you had it coming.
What the hell?
Yeah, and like.
You were 11 years old in like one of the worst places in India.
I was raised in the ghetto.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm not. Wow. Yeah, I was raised in the ghetto. But like. Yeah, so long story short, like, after that happened, this house ended up being, like, haunted. So we decided to go down to the basement during this like, party.
What?
Yeah. We went down to the basement with camera because we kept hearing noises down there. But there was nobody down there. There's no electricity down there. There's no light. There's nothing down there. And so, like, one of the guys at the party's like, I'm going to go take my camera down there, and I'm going to go catch this paranormal shit on camera. Like, a dumbass.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, he did. There was like a whole bunch of
stuff. Oh. And he never came. Never heard from Steve again.
No. He went down there and he took recordings, and there was like a whole bunch, like, we heard screaming and we were all freaking out upstairs, like, maybe we shouldn't be partying in this house right now. Mm-hmm. He came up and he had like a whole bunch of orbs and like all sorts of stuff on his camera, like video. And then apparently the dog went down there and the dog started acting really weird and just barking and like howling and like jumping down there. And so like my mom and I decided, let's go downstairs and see what the heck's going on. And then some stuff was like flying.
You are doing the exact opposite of what you should be doing. You're doing what a horror story is made of. Like, oh, did I just hear a freak upstairs? I should definitely go check that out.
Let's go right into the danger. That sounds like a great
story. Like, I didn't. Gunshots? I didn't know that.
Was that gunshot? What's split up
there?
Did I hear a blood curdling scream?
That right there, this is what makes me so mad. It's because it's like, oh, dude, did you hear that? There was like a gunshot. Hey, Matt, you go this way, and Macy, you go that way. We'll meet up in the middle. Like, no, it's called a buddy system for a fucking reason. Yeah. You don't leave each other. But yeah, like, shit got thrown around in the basement, and like, a whole bunch of crazy stuff. And so we decided to leave.
Like, a book flew off, like a table.
Candles were being, like, thrown down there.
What?
There was a light bulb that definitely didn't work. Definitely was old as shit and it was turning on and off. And we were mom and I just looked at each other, we're like, we're gonna go.
That's a good story.
But yeah, this guy got it on recording and we were all just like, So we kind of never went to that place again. So
the moral of these guys are all, I thought these were supposed to be college stores.
Yeah, so I know. Like,
where are we going? Like,
I said I don't know.
We're going wild.
You want to show us up? You want to show us up, Matt Havens?
Go ahead.
You want me to tell you a college story that would show up all these stories?
Do it.
Is that what you want?
I want it.
Do it.
Give it to me.
All right, so my buddy, one of these, this is pretty great. My buddy, we're playing beer pong. There's a massive amount of people, right? Okay. And this table is, let's just say, not as sturdy as it should be, right? So, we're playing beer pong. There's a massive amount of people, massive amount of women. Like, everything's, this is like at 12 or 1, so everybody's already feeling themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, awesome. Awesome. Super awesome. So, we have like two women over here. And they're playing strip,
you're gonna have
beer pong.
The people on the
I'm sorry, you're right. Thank you, Alex. The audio listeners cannot understand. So on one side of the table, audio listeners, we have a group of two women, sevens.
Does that make us 14?
That's a great score. Right there, over there, Macy.
Right there.
Get you a shot. So, we got two sevens on the other side of the table, and then we're playing with me and my buddy. And my buddy is like, you think I could dunk that? And I was like, what? What do you mean dunk that? And he literally dunks the ball, flies over, gets a running start in the basement of this house party, right? Of course. House party, running start, flies over, smashes all the cups and the women have to take their shirts off, and he makes it, too. So it's a slam dunk on a massive, shitty, beer pong table.
How big were
and the... I don't know, maybe high BC?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just real talk, all right? And of course, there's a lot of other stuff going on at this party, but I thought that was the highlight.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And then women just...
Did the table break?
Oh, the table was dead. Destroyed. Like, a piece is flying out, like, sticking up very dangerously out of this table that my buddy just Supermaned on top of.
Yeah. Superman.
No, like, if you saw it, you guys would have been like, oh my shit. The whole party stops. Everybody's looking at us. And we're like, oh my god. I don't know what to say. Everybody's like, woo! Because they made it! They made it! Though. So that's why I'm telling you. See, so you had to be there. It was so
quiet. Like, did he just die? Did he just inhale?
He gets up. My buddy's like, "Woo!" Got the cup. You know, he's all pumped. And the women are just like, well, "I don't know what to do, but take our shits off."
Did either of you have sex with
them? Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, I thought you were going to say absolutely.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend in college.
Yeah.
Like all of college. I've never cheated ever. By the way.
Good, now that we're
on the best in Zuvera. Alright, Macy says she wants to show up.
Sorry, you guys suck at yours. Sorry, guys.
Hey, I don't have college stories.
Alright. Just kidding. Y'all
you can't say it sucks.
Macy's talking better than all of us.
No, I didn't. I just had the biggest opening.
Oh my gosh, she's in there.
We're about to get stopped here.
I'm just kidding. I just got to get her. I really wasn't too crazy in college, to be honest. I just like did a lot of stupid shit at stupid times, you know. But I will tell you how my first college band started. Because it all happened in one night.
What was the name of the band?
I'm not telling you that.
Why not? It's
confidential.
Why is that confidential?
Y'all know it.
I don't know. Tell me.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you.
What are the initials? Give me the initials. Then you're going to know.
I don't give a fuck because this is how it happened. The band's called Challenger Deeps, and this is, you know, shortly before I met some of my best friends and how I eventually got to meet all of you guys. So this is kind of where it all started for me, all right? So
it's gonna be crazy,
you fucking. So like, all right, you know, we're gonna start it out a little girly. We're gonna start out a little girly, okay? So like, I dated same dude through high school, good dude. He dumped me, and so you know, my freshman year of college, I was like, I'm gonna go hard.
I'm free,
I'd never dated before. I never like wore sexy shit. Like I just was like, all right, you know.
You walk
into my elaborate. Day, like, you know, what's
you're going to have to elaborate for the listeners.
Sorry.
We need details, Macy.
Sorry.
A podcast.
I loved Admiral Nelson playing Kings, and now I can never drink it again. So, anyway, we're going to go to how my first band started. So, I was in an English class, you know, one of those first senior essays all the time. I'm just like, fuck. I'm like, man, I have no friends. Like, I was like, shit, you know, because yeah, I move sucks. Away. You know, this is the first day
first
of college.
Week, first week, college,
man, it sucked, man. Shit. I was like, who the fuck am I going to sit next to? All that shit. So anyway, so I was looking around the room and I was like, you know, I've never even drank. I've never gotten drunk before. I've never drank. I've never had a safety meeting. I never went on a Rick and Morty adventure. I never Rick, you know, so here's what I'm saying.
I don't know
so
Rick and Morty adventure is.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, so here's what I'm saying. So I was sitting in English class, and I look around, like, who are the most friendly people in this room? So I look around, and I see this pot leaf on one of these dudes' computers, and I was like, you know, friendly hippies, cool. I like it. You know, whatever. So, I'm just saying, you know, I was like, whatever, shut up. So I was like, hey, man, what's your name? He's like, and I'm like, oh, nice to meet you, man. Like, oh, nice to meet you. And he's like, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm just like, I'm bored as fuck all the time. I'm just sitting in my dorm. You got anything fun to do this weekend? And I didn't know if it was like a date or not because I like insinuated. I was like, I'm just trying to have a good time. What's up this weekend? He's like, well, I'm going to go to a shitty metal show. I'm like, yes! Perfect! So I was just like, yeah!
Well,
I like the word shitty.
It worked out perfect. And he's like, yeah, man, well, I'm just going to, you know, pick you up at, you know, Woodworth, you know, where all the chicks live.
Woodworth!
So.
God,
man!
That's where you go wife hunting right there.
It's just crazy. Yeah, so, it's Jesus, the best
food
ever.
Yeah, good food.
So, you know, he picked me up on Friday night, and we go to, where'd we go? The Hoosier Dome.
Oh, God. he was
like, my shitty metal band at the time, you know, played, you know, so anyway, so.
Same opinion, because
we go, We go, we have a great fucking time. We're there with his best friend's girlfriend at the time. And she was awesome. You know, we just had an awesome time. And then we were, you know, like all of us are sober. And so they're like, hey, man, so like, what do you do for fun? You know, I'm like, oh, I play guitar. And they're like, no shit. I'm like, yeah, I play guitar. And he's like, oh, I play bass. He plays drums. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, that's awesome. And I'm like, what's your name again? He's like, ah. He's like, well, man, like, do you drink? And he's like, oh, fuck, you don't have any booze back at the dorm because they go to La Follette, you know. I've never been my first time in La Follette, too. So, yeah, no, we don't have any, you know, safety equipment either, but we do have some, like, natural things that are, you can find in some, you know, people's
yard. Cash shit?
Yeah, no, like, Rick and Morty stuff.
Oh.
So, we were like, I'm like, I'm not even...
Pizza.
I'm like, no, we didn't peanut butter jelly sandwiches. So I was like, man, like, I've never even, like, drank before, man. You know, just like, you know, I was like, you know, just got dumped. Having, you know, like, college. I'm like, fuck it. Just met you guys. Let's do it. You know, whatever. We started band the next day. Like, we had the, but here's a crazy story about it, though. Here's what happened during this. So now, you know, you worked up to the, you know, point. So we were tripping balls. We were tripping balls on freaking these peanut butter jelly sandwiches. And we were like listening to the Doors. Right. We were like just having a great time. It was amazing. Like, we're like, we could write so much music. I feel like we're best friends. We're best friends now. Do you want to do karate in the basement? Like, we're. But then they're like, oh man. Like, oh man, you gotta meet a roommate. We call him Saucy. I'm like, okay. So this guy comes in and he like knows we're like having a way too good of a time. So he's fucking with us, having a great. But then all of a sudden we hear this.
Oh no.
And we're just like, oh fuck.
It's not
that was great.
I was like, oh fuck. Oh no. I was like, oh shit. Cause you know, like what I was going to school for, like you cannot get in trouble. Like, or you are gone. So we're in there, open up. And so like, I'm just like, gonna be okay. So I'm like, I just like crack. I don't know why I did this, but I cracked open the door and I look, they're banging on the next door. Not our door. Not our door. Yeah. There's two big, you know, cop dudes, and we're just like, hey guys, let's go get a Gatorade. And we're like, I don't know why we decided to leave the room at
that
point.
Why did you decide to go buy
So we decided to, you know, we creep out of the dorm room and we're like, okay, I just need to get a Gatorade. No, it's just like, cool, it's like, and one of them was like, hey, do you know these people next door? I'm like, no, I'm just kidding.
I don't live here.
Gator. And then I just die laughing. Like, I'm just like, everything was like, ah! I'm just like, right in front of this comment, he's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm doing great, man, bye! I'm turning around, I'm like, ah! Everybody's like, what the fuck are you doing?
The cops
don't care. They're like, have a good night. And I'm like, yeah! We're scared to death. So we ran over and did this like little office area. You know, like, they got the study rooms and like open doors. You know, the study room? Just like, turn all the lights off, hit the corner.
She hasn't stayed in the room.
No.
The most inconspicuous thing you could have done was
so,
nothing.
You left the room. Like,
and you left the room.
You stayed in the room and been just
compromise everything.
Listen. So we just go in this room, we just chill out in the corner, and we're like, man. I love you guys, man. Like, we've been through so much together.
I love you, man.
I know, there's so much fun. The next day, we're eating fries at Little Paul, and we're like, what the fuck just happened? Like, I don't remember that shit. And I was like, I'm pretty sure this happened. No, that didn't happen. Yeah, that totally happened. No! Like, it was crazy.
That's some college shit right there.
It was fun. It was
a real
it was crazy. But then we started a band together, and then we added, you know, our buddy to the mix, and... played, you know, trippy, like, you know, summer music. It was great. It was awesome. So that's how, you know.
And here we are today.
And now Macy loves wine.
I would have never met
this guy. That wasn't that fucking wild. You're out of your mind.
Are you kidding me? That was crazy.
Okay, so all right, Brett. What you got on the palette here?
Well, I'm thinking about the craziest moments of my life, and it definitely happened before I went to college.
I'll take it.
I didn't start ball state until I was 23, so okay. I was a bit older. And before then, I got into some weird, crazy parties.
Define weird for the listeners.
But I used to party with some of my old friends from high school, like right out of high school. I was like
19, 20 at the time, and my friends were of age to get us some D's and stuff, and I'd go over there and party with them at their apartment.
It's my sister's.
And they had a, I don't even know how the hell it happened, but this girl just showed up with her friends, and they were like, yeah, this dude's just really interested in me, and I just want him to go away, but I don't want to tell him to go away. He's like, so can I just get that boy pointing at me? It's like, can you come over here and just, like, make out with me? I'm, like, sitting there kind of drunk. I'm like,
yes!
Yeah. So we drive to the next town over. And
are
then,
you shitting me?
No, and then go over there. I kind of hit it off there a little bit, too, and we're talking a little bit after, and then, like, I think it was like the next weekend after, I went to another party with her, and, she got, like, really drunk. I did too, but, she ended up, like, dragging me into the bathroom, and then I ended up having sex with her, and she was super loud that, like, we were all really young at the time, too, so, like, we were, like, partying at, like, this person's, like, parents' place. And, like, her parents are, like, heard what was going on. And she's like, yeah. All right, you all need to get the fuck out. You're fucking crazy. And
was it just you guys or everybody?
Oh, everybody had to get out.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody.
That'd be more funny if they
came in. Few people, we weren't the only
ones. Yeah, fuck you too in particular. You were fucking them up there.
It was a whole party in, like, one room and then the hallway and then to the bathroom and that's where we were.
But like, imagine being that guy. It's like every single time you walk in that bathroom, you're just going to think about teams fucking
this. This was one of the funniest parties I've been to, actually.
Well, that was pretty solid.
Sexual shenanigans.
Sexual shenanigans.
Ooh, I thought of one. Okay, so this
here we go.
Melon's in here for this one. Okay,
double dips.
Okay, so Melon over here introduced me to some great people, part of a great company, and I met this girl and she was redhead, and she was pretty awesome, and we kind of hit it off. She came and talked to me, and I was kind of feeling like crap that day. I had a really shitty day. I found out some people were talking shit, and I was just like, people fucking suck.
What
I don't want to. We were having like a get together with a whole bunch of people from that thing that you do, that company you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like it was after one of those meetings that we had went to.
Okay.
You know which one?
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So anyway, so we're like having a good time, and we're all like hanging out, and you know, and doing the stuff. And then, so, Melon over here was, like, working on the computer in the master fucker.
I know this story.
Is it a good story? Yeah.
It's a good story.
Melon's working in the master fuck room, and so me and this girl go in there, we're just, like, hanging out, and then, like, Al comes in there, we're also sitting on the couch.
Do you remember this, Macy?
And,
you were there for this.
Yeah, you were totally there for this. We're
in the master fuck room.
Master
right?
fuck room. God, redheaded girl. Right.
There's that redheaded chick that redheaded Caitlin chick? And her friend were talking to.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah. So anyways. So
what? I don't remember that.
I don't know. Well, but anyways,
you'll remember.
So she decides to tell me that she really wants to kiss me, and I was just like, okay. And then we started kissing. And I remember that Matt was like, if you ever kiss a girl, just make sure I can see it.
Oh, God. That's
a bird. That's like,
really specific.
Just like hangs on the closet. Like
No. He's watching in the closet with the Superman shirt. Right. He's watching in the closet with the Superman shirt.
No, Superman.
Yeah.
Don't forget the camera, guys.
So then, like, the like, not the girl, the other person was just like, Matt, like, you're missing it right now. And I was like, Matt, you're missing it. Like, I'm about to make out. And he turns around, like, all fast, like, and just flips his chair, and he's like, hey. He's like, okay, I'm
waiting.
Wasn't
there another person involved, though?
Mm-hmm. But it started with me.
We're getting to that point.
Anyways, so I like start making out with this girl in front of Matt, and Matt's just like sitting there like, okay, this is happening. And then the other person starts making out with her, and then I start making out with him. And then Matt just like finally gets done with his work, and he's like, I'm just gonna leave you guys alone. And like left the room.
I'm gonna get out of here.
So like he left the room and we immediately shut and locked the door. And we like put on music because we were like paranoid because the house, this
there's
house,
a bedroom,
the, there's
right
a bedroom
next
right
this,
next to it. Like
was
the wall
is connected.
Yes.
Okay.
There's
yeah.
there's
yeah.
a room.
All
right. And we have people sleeping in the other room.
I want Matt to tell the story that happened earlier tonight.
To where my mom
that I was
down
so, I started dying. And what? Your mother comes down at the exact point. And what did you say when she comes right around the corner?
I said, this is the story of the first time I ever kissed a dude. The only time and the first time.
Oh, man.
It gets way better, I promise. So we were playing at Beamer Now in
Muncie, woo!
Indiana. Woo-woo. It was a crazy show. There was probably about 200 or 300 people there. It was packed. And
yep.
My good friend of mine was tripping on Molly. I'll leave his name nameless.
Molly.
And was feeling very affectionate towards everybody. Uh-huh. And the show before that, he was doing Molly and tried to kiss me, and I was like, yeah, I'm not feeling it. This show, however, I had drank in a lot. I had, that's
drank
how drunk
in,
I was.
Drank,
I had drank,
drank
in.
Drank.
I was drunk. I had been drinking. I was really drunk.
I swear to Trump.
I swear to
exactly.
Oh,
I was out on the shit and I was drinking.
Shotgun in them beers.
Oh my gosh.
So drunk. And he was tripping, right? So like he was feeling pretty good and kind of feeling everybody. And he tries to go for it. And this was after I ripped my shirt off. The crowd was going nuts. Everybody was hammered. You could tell the crowd was, like, top to bottom.
Super hammered.
And he leans in to go kiss me. And I'm like, fuck it. So I kiss him. And the crowd goes wild. Like, everyone's like, oh, shit, he just did that. So we finished the song because it was during a song. Like, during, like, solos, during the song. Whatever.
Nice.
So you're, like, singing and then, like, pausing to go make out the dude.
It wasn't a full open mouth tongue kiss. It was like a peck and like a 2 second hold and then like done. Like that was it.
You didn't want more than that?
No.
2 seconds.
It was
hold.
Well here's why I did it. Because the song ended and I was like, alright guys, that was the first time I kissed a guy and the crowd's like, oh yeah, oh my god, that's crazy. And I'm like, are there any ladies that wanna like even this out a little bit? And a fucking line starts backstage with women. Like, just boom, boom,
yes.
Boom. We were, like, playing songs, and I was like, because I'm trapped, I get so good, and can't keep making out, because they're trying to sing. Like, during the next 30 minutes of the set, and because I was busy singing, that line of girls started to go to other band members. And we're making out with other band members on the stage.
Camp.
This show got wild. Like, absolutely fucking wild.
Was that the craziest show you guys have
played? That was probably the craziest show I've ever played. There wasn't, like...
Oh.
I mean, it was a good show. It wasn't my favorite show, but it was probably the craziest show we've ever played.
I would say that the craziest show I did was probably the one that was in Denver.
I was about to say that.
Last one. Because
which
I think
one in Denver?
The house party.
Yeah, the house party.
That's pretty lit.
Where literally anything you could imagine
was there.
Fucking going on.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
People were doing everything from shrooms to cocaine to fucking whippets. Like everyone was
whoa,
doing
I don't even know what a
whippet
is.
What ended up happening was Caitlin and I were just like drawing up signs because they wanted people to like hang up shit on the walls and whatnot. And so while we were drawing this up, I'm like, fuck, I need a pencil because I take art seriously and I wanted to sketch it before actually drawing it. And so I ended up going to the group of people in the other room and they're already like doing cocaine, or like just snorting it right as soon as I come in. And I'm like, yo, dudes, I don't mean to be a bother. Can I just get a pencil real quick? And, and so they're just, like, scummaging around and whatnot. And I shit you not. I get asked, like, two or three times before I get my fucking pencil, you want a thing of cocaine, man? They're just like, hey, like, putting it up in front of me. I'm like, oh, I'm good. I have a set in, like, half an hour.
Yeah, right.
And so
exactly.
I literally got offered three lines of coke before getting my goddamn pencil and going back to finish my set.
This was in Denver.
Okay,
you remember that that other gig we did in Colorado?
Yeah,
that
fucking band rule of drinking before gigs. God damn.
Alright, a question for musicians everywhere in the world. Matthew Haymans is going to be the one that presents this. Do you play better on or off of drugs?
Is alcohol a drug?
Yes. Yes.
Does a bear shit?
It does shit. Bears do shit.
Yeah. Not even in the woods. Do bears shit?
Are you sure that they shit in the woods? They could be shit in the water.
So, is it easier? Do you like? Is it nice to have a shot before you go on to loosen? What is your opinion all?
Depends on one's just demeanor and body type, really. It's just what they feel they need to feel.
So what is your demeanor?
Mine is completely different from an average.
This man drinks like seven beers before we go on stage while bringing like three on him with it. It's ridiculous how much he drinks before.
So how so? What does that mean? You are different from the average.
Oh. I've had a lot of Easter egg hunts before. My normal Easter egg hunts.
Easter egg hunts?
I don't even know what that term means.
What are you talking about? What?
I was like, I thought he was going to say, like, oh, you know, five beers, but he's like, alright, Easter.
What?
You just gotta be careful. You just gotta be aware of what you can handle.
Okay.
Don't.
Have you ever thrown up on stage?
He's passed out on a stage.
No way.
Where was that? Is that Fort Wayne?
It was like immediately after a show, but yes, I have passed out. I made it through the show, though.
What a true champion.
Gave up at the last possible.
Gave it up on the last chord.
Trumpet player.
And couldn't.
No, it was Mott's, I thought.
No, it was Jay.
In Mott's car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Mace?
Yeah, he threw up in the car. Yeah.
What do I do for a show?
Like, do you play better fucked up or not fucked up? Is pretty much the question.
I mean, singing, if I'm sober, I'm the best. Like, I can be when I'm sober, hands down. Because, like, I just pitch control and just monitoring my breathing and stuff. I'm not very good. Like, if I have, like, a little bit of alcohol in me, if I have anything else in me, I'm just like over exhausting myself. Yeah, we're gonna do windmill here.
We're gonna rock the hair.
Yeah, I did, like, you know, like, God, it's Macy, it's Treasure by Bruno Mars. You don't have to hit bang.
You know, every time.
But, you know, like, there's a
Treasure.
One thing that.
As you're in the windmill.
A lot about me is that I get super anxious when I'm on stage. I get very, very anxious.
I could never talk.
But the more that I play, like, my instrument and talk, rather than, like, being, like, you know, just, like, everything all at once at the same time. Like, when I was in the metal, like, you know, playing, like, hard progressive rock, like, it was easy because I'll, you know, chug three beers, go up and be fine, whatever. But, like, now it's like, I'd say, to answer your question, I'm best singing when I'm sober, but to really relax my hands and play guitar and stuff, like, I probably have to be a little safe.
Super safe?
No, okay. Just a little.
Super safe.
What do you like to do when you play music, man?
I don't play music.
You whistle.
Give him a sample. Hey, you hit a table and make music. I could kill it with whistling. Disney's going to hire me one day.
Do
I guarantee it. I'll make it happen.
Do something.
Give me a little jingle.
All right. That was a warm-up. That wasn't a joke.
Do a small world
song.
Disney.
You should do the Robin Hood song.
Oh, yeah. not bad.
Oh, that's
you need to be the first.
So,
awesome.
Is professional whistler a thing?
Is that a thing?
That's why I'm telling you. Like, this thing's gonna actually now. Make me money, but I'm gonna be like a bird. And
yeah, you're gonna be all the bird. The bird noise.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now can you do the Twitter sound?
I thought you should follow Snow White.
No, it's just. Yeah. But sober for that, then either or, it doesn't really matter. I taught myself how to do that. I actually taught myself how to whistle in before I taught myself how to blow out. Yeah, interesting.
Tell him to suck before you blow.
I guess.
Is that the phrase?
Oh my
it is God. Now.
Man, I can't believe you.
Sober or what?
I mean, most shows I play sober because,
excellent.
You know, yeah. But, I mean, I know for a fact that if I'm, like, just a little safe, not like, but, like, if I'm just, like, a little safe, then I usually have a lot more energy and I don't think as hard on my... parts, because like when I'm on stage and sober, I'm just like, okay, what lyric comes up next? Okay, what harmony comes up next? Crap, okay, I'm supposed to sing here. Okay, there's a guitar lick there. Like, I just overthink everything. But if I'm just like a little bit safe, it's just like, oh, okay, well, I know this shit by heart. It's okay. Let's do this. That's
a
like
little
just
a wee bit.
Just a wee bit.
So you just gotta have a seatbelt on the whole time?
Yeah, I gotta have a seatbelt on.
Ah, yes. Nice. Gotta bring your safety helmet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Do you wanna go to the bar?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we can just finish this round.
Yeah.
And then
finish the round. Okay. So
for me, it's pretty simple with me. I just like being baked. Like, just simple as that.
Like a king.
What does that mean? You
like
wear a seatbelt too?
I love wearing
it.
I'm cuddling up with the seatbelt and everything.
He's got a heater on him, okay? He's fake.
I like my cape and I'm trying to marry Betty Crocker.
I would say for shows and fun. Just playing, yeah, it's like a little different.
That was a Lil Wayne song. Sorry, go ahead.
I would say that, like, playing a show is a lot different than just, like, practicing. Because, like, whenever I'm practicing, I'm just blitzed.
You're playing for humans. Like, you are playing music for humans to listen to.
You have to specify that they're humans. Are you an alien?
Yeah. Are you?
We are.
Wait, you guys aren't?
I am.
Oh, shit.
Cover blown. But like,
they're on to me. Get me out of here. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up.
This is refrigerator. The geek is up. But, I would say that the most fun I've had was definitely, going under the stars, quote-unquote, and playing drums like that, because, like, whenever you're playing Audioslave under that influence, it's just, it's just great. But, like, for shows, I guess a little bit, like, having a beer or two is my preferred, because, like, I don't want to have too many beers, because then I start slowing down, and, like, as a drummer, if you miss one note, it's very obvious sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, if I miss a crash, there's obviously something missing there. It's just people don't put it in like, they don't do two
they're
and two.
Drunk.
Yeah, exactly. They're drunk, and they're focusing on literally everything else, but sometimes that one crash doesn't hit, but for me, I'm like, oh, God, I fucked up, great, yeah. I don't like drinking too much, though, because once you have too much to drink, or, like, too much of anything, then you just start slurring up everything.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you want to do is ruin a show because you're having too much fun.
I love having too much fun.
But when you lose money because of it.
I'm always making money.
My
you gotta lose some money to make some money.
Losing your reputation.
It's still literally dings with the cash
register.
So, you guys have a lot of slang terms for drugs that I
have. Welcome to Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, Alex.
That was funny.
But I'm not a musician, but if I was, definitely I'd be better sober.
So,
yeah, right. For sure.
Why can we not
Mr. Melon!
Mr. Melon!
What is your answer to that question?
I would agree with Alex.
I think being sober is the easiest to deliver a best performance, but I also think a bigger high and a better drug is a screaming crowd.
Do you guys?
Yeah, I can see that.
Do you?
I get more high off of that than I do anything else.
What?
Like a huge group of people vibing off of each other, having a good time, like, and you are like the conductor of that. You know, like you're moving the energy between you and those people, and it's like that is a bigger high than anything.
Well put. Moving the energy.
You are.
Of a crowd.
You're receiving the energy of the crowd, and then you're putting it back to them, and it gets stronger, and then they're giving it back to you, and you push it back, and it just keeps going.
Like,
and as the show goes on, the energy becomes stronger and stronger.
Yep.
An interesting read that you should see to like kind of grasp like a professional musician's take on doing drugs during a show is I think it was. It was either the drummer or the bassist for
I'm trying to
for Black Sabbath one time. He ended up talking about how like he did a show under LSD and how it was the worst decision that he did I won't go too much into the article, but the biggest point that he mentioned was just like the pressure of one single fuck up ruining the entire show was screwing with him the entire time to the point where like he was going crazy during the show.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you're having all of that mixed in with you doing all the crazy stuff that you do for fucking Black Sabbath, you're probably not going to do LSD at your next show.
Yeah.
I don't think that's even a good idea for a show in general.
It's too much.
One time I showed in my psychedelic crazy college band.
Well, I mean, I understand.
I wasn't there playing for anybody else but myself.
But imagine if you were playing for Black Sabbath.
That's
on
different.
A big stage. Yeah. You have millions of people looking.
Like, it's one thing if it's like
a genre,
it's like a house
no
party,
ever
but
ever
like if it's
yeah.
like a big like
yeah.
that.
I don't know if it was during the time where they were really pioneering the genre or whether or not they were already like,
they were
really,
always
really
a
established.
Pioneer in the genre.
That's not my point. Out. Like during the times where they were quote unquote pioneering,
which genre
before they were
they
already established metal. As the pioneers.
They started metal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath, definitely.
Yeah,
but actually, Black Sabbath.
You need some music.
Paranoid was the heaviest song out there at one point.
Ozzy would say that the Beatles came up with the first metal track. I forget which one it is, and
what?
I need to figure it out. But there's one specific Beatles track. It's really heavy compared
Helter
to the others.
Helter Skelter's pretty heavy.
It might be that one actually.
Yeah,
because it doesn't sound like a Beatles song.
Yeah.
It sounds like
Motley
a Misfits song.
Covered us too.
Yeah. And Ozzy says that was the very
all
first
right,
metal song
I'm
ever
trying
made.
To go.
All right, Macy wants to wrap it up. Real Talk Radio, I appreciate you guys. That was really fun. There's a lot of crazy human beings. Alex, that was a hilarious last fucking crack. Thank you. That was hilarious. All right.
Hilarious ass fucking crack. That was great.
Yeah. Lots of ass. All the ass. Have a great night, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you guys are talking about real talk instead of just small talk. Live in the now.
Getting real.
Bitches.